went to the store.
You could use in the same word. Drive. I
drove to the store.
And many times in the past I have went to the store.
Walked.
Are using the same word. Drive. I have
driven.
Okay. And the structure overhead that keeps the rain from coming through is called a what?
Roof.
And what do you call little things along the edge of a roof that carry water off?
I know good as you know, but I can't think.
Sometimes they're metal and sometimes they're wood.
I know I've laid off to have mine fixed that way, but never have. I can't think of what it is.
Eaves or?
No, ain't it called?
Gutters?
Yeah, guttering.
Do you ever use the word spouting or canal?
Downspout.
Well, okay, could you use that in the sense you might say, I called and asked him to come out and fix the, on your house, you might say, I called the repairman and asked him to fix my, that
guttering.
Okay. And if, is there a different term for it, if they're built in or holding onto the house or if they're suspended? I've seen some that kind of hang down, and then others.
A roof, did you say?
No, the spouting. Sometimes it's connected and then sometimes it just kind of is suspended.
Well, now, where they don't want it to run down in the ground right toward it, at the corner, they put it on, sometimes they put it on another thing like they put up there, and but most times they put it in a big, I don't know what you'd call that. It's a big old rubber piping, I'd call it. And run it off, you know, wherever they want.
Okay. And the point up to the roof, on the roof, what do you call the places where the two come together?
Eaves.
Okay. And what if you have two. The opposite of an eave, down like this.
I don't know what you're talking about that, but you do. Now, we call them a ranch house.
But it's a kind of a depression in the house. If you've got a dormer here and a dormer here, that goes down.
I know what you're talking about, but I just don't know what to call.
Do you ever use the term, valley?
Yeah. Valley tin's what they call.
Valley
tin? Valley tin. They put on there on my porch, there's a piece of tin about this wide, you put right down from the top to the bottom.
I see. How about the word alley? Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have.
And is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Could you use that in a sentence? Say you...
No, I don't know how to do that.
Okay. What do you call a little building that's used for, say, storing wood or tools, if it were in the...
A wood house or a tool house.
And what we're in now is a... Or what you live in is a...
Dwelling house.
Okay. Or just a...
Plain house?
Okay. And if you had more than one, you'd have two... Or you'd say, I don't own just one, I own two
houses.
Okay. And what do you call a building behind a house where cattle and other things are housed?
Barn.
Okay. And what do you call a building for storing corn?
Crib.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd call that? Crib, the only thing you've heard?
That's all I've ever heard.
Okay. And a building or part of a building for storing grain?
Granary.
Okay. And the upper part of a barn?
Barn loft.
Okay. And what do you usually keep there?
Hay.
Is that all?
Feed. No, I keep feed of any kind of it.